Chapter 5. Reuben Smith.
When Mr. York goes to London, Reuben Smith becomes the coachman. He is a good, honest man, and he understands horses. But he has one big problem. He drinks a lot, and he is often drunk. One morning, he comes to my stall and says,
"We're going to town on business, Beauty."
He puts my saddle on and we go. When we arrive in town, Smith leaves me at a stable.
"My horse is hungry and thirsty,"
says Smith to the stable boy.
"I'm coming back at 4 o'clock.
The boy gives me oats and water and looks at my horseshoes too.
"The nails in your front shoe are loose,"
he says to me.
"You can't run with loose nails. I must tell Mr. Smith."
But Smith does not come at 4 o'clock, and he does not come at 5 o'clock. The boy is worried, and I am too. At 9 o'clock in the evening, Smith comes back. He is angry, and his voice is loud. He cannot walk well.
"The front shoe of your horse has loose nails, sir,"
says the boy.
"It's dangerous to ride a horse with loose nails."
Smith looks at him and shouts,
"It's late. I'm going home."
It is a dark night and the moon is behind the clouds.
"Come on, Beauty. Gallop,"
he cries, and hits me with his whip. I gallop fast, but my front shoe is loose. I feel the whip again.
"Gallop, Beauty!"
cries Smith again. At the bridge, my front shoe falls off. My foot hurts a lot. There are a lot of sharp stones on the road. I try to gallop, but I can't. At last, I fall heavily on my knees, and Smith falls off. I get up slowly and look at Smith. He is not moving. What can I do? Soon, I hear Ginger coming. I neigh loudly, and she answers. Then, I hear men's voices, and they stop in front of Smith.
"It's Reuben," says one man. "He's dead."
"Dead?"
says another man.
"Yes," says the first man sadly. "Poor Reuben Smith. Look at his head."
Then the man looks at me.
"Look at this poor horse. It's Black Beauty. His knees are badly hurt."
The men slowly take me back to the stable, but I cannot sleep. The next day, the vet and the blacksmith come to see me.
"This horse must rest for a few months,"
says the vet. So, now I stay in the green meadow with its sweet grass. But I am worried about the future, because my knees are not perfect. After a month, Ginger comes to the meadow too, because she is very tired. I like talking to my old friend under the apple tree. One summer day, Lord Wadsworth and York come to the meadow. They look at my knees.
"I'm sorry, York, but I must sell Black Beauty,"
says the Lord.
"His knees are not perfect anymore. I can't keep a horse with those knees in my stables. I'm very sorry because I like Beauty. He's a wonderful horse, but his knees..."
When they go away, Ginger says sadly,
"You're the only friend I've got, and soon you must leave. What a difficult life."
I look at her and say, "Ginger, you're my true friend." The Lord sells me to the town livery stables. It is not a nice place. Anyone can hire a horse and carriage at the livery stables. Most of the drivers are bad and know nothing about horses. And of course, they know nothing about driving a carriage. They make a lot of mistakes and then get angry with the horse and use the whip. In the evening, I cannot talk about my day because I do not know the other horses. I am very lonely and think about Ginger.